Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals. Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Thanks for joining us this fabulous Wednesday, July 29th. We're almost at the end of the month. I can't believe that. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio Wednesday midweek update. And I am your hostess with the Financial Mostess, Heather Wagenhals. And we are going to give you a shot in the arm this week to keep you excited, stimulated, motivated to build financial independence and also to hold you over and keep you enthused about all of the neat things that we have coming up on this Saturday's broadcast. Today, for Wednesday, July 29th, we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And today, wow, lots of neat things happening, great things coming along in the news, and specifically our weekend show for this Saturday is going to be pretty spectacular. For the Dreams with Deadlines show, we're at Key 4 already, so it's been a month since we started over the keys again in our second season. I can't believe that. But this is Knowledge is Power, Not Knowing is Powerful. So for those of you who are just joining us for the first time, each week we bring you news, tips, tricks, and information to help you build financial independence. On the radio broadcast, on the Unlock Your Wealth radio show, for Saturdays, we talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help everyone, man, woman, and child alike, manage their finances and attitudes for the single purpose of financial independence. In our midweek update, we let things hang a little loose because here's where we can take callers and address specific questions. And I have a question that was emailed into the broadcast, and someone had a question regarding credit, and I want to answer that today on air so you can, well, make your own decisions with the information. That's the best guy can do for you. I'm going to tease you with that. But this week's broadcast, Knowledge is Power, Not Knowing is Powerful, this is a great key, and the guests that we have are amazing. I am so excited. Our Investor's Edge guest is, how do I say this? This is somebody who walks the walk. This is someone who is not an expert, okay? Not an expert. But this is someone who has successfully applied the keys to riches in his own life. And he is not the normal type of Investor's Edge guest. He is like me and you. He is not a financial professional or a real estate professional, but he himself is a startup on your own real estate investor. And let me give you a little bit background, a bit of background about Dennis, because I'm pretty excited to have had a guest like this. He's in his 40s, and he's in the automotive industry in Southeast Michigan. So I know that you already know I'm opening up a can of worms when I mention that. And due to the economy and some less than stellar financial decisions that he made, he says that his retirement savings are well below what they should be for someone his age. So he was concerned about what he was going to do for retirement. As you know, the stock market hasn't treated everybody real fairly. We've had a lot of issues in that department, especially if you were friends or investors of Bernie Madoff. I know that that also has another rash of implications. Our mortgage and credit industry is tanking as a result of ineffective financial decisions high up. But as he was watching this, a few years ago, he said he saw the handwriting on the wall, which for the automotive industry. And he figured out and took his own initiative and said to himself, I need to do something to create a financial safety net for my family. And so this is all he was looking for. Forget about the actual future benefits that he has for retirement planning. But he said, and I love this, and this is what we're going to talk more about. In a nutshell, he was able to take advantage of one crappy market to make up for losses in another crappy market. So over the last 18 months, he has begun real estate investment, and he is blown away at what he's been able to accomplish in a short period of time. But not only that, who would like to have double-digit returns? Anybody? Anybody? I mean, what is your certificate of deposit these days? You know, our last week's guest called them certificates of death. His return, 20% per year. I mean, we would be lucky to get 10, 12% right now. And he's able to make 20% a year, and he's going to tell us how he's done it. So it's pretty exciting. And again, his full-time job is in the automotive industry. He is not a real estate or investment professional. So the reason why I like him as one of our guests is because, one, he was able to read the handwriting on the wall. So knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful. It gave him the motivation he needed to take some action and make a difference for himself. And even though he wasn't proficient in real estate or the stock market, he was able to take advantage of both of those. So we're going to talk to him about how he did it. This is quintessential. This is the ultimate testimonial I could ever get for why we do what we do here on this program and how powerful that the keys to riches are, because you do not have to be the inventor of the next widget. You do not have to win the lottery to create financial independence for you and your family. It is simply at your fingertips. So I'm super excited because he'll be our Investor's Edge guest. And then for our key guest, knowledge is power, not knowing is power, we have Ken Foster, and he has written an incredible book, Ask and You Will Succeed. And Ken's an author, and this is a best-selling book, and it's filled with extraordinary questions that will change your life. For the last 15 years, Ken has researched and developed high-velocity formulas for accelerating one's personal and professional success. Ask and You Will Succeed is the most comprehensive book of success questions ever written, and especially timely for those who are struggling with feeling marginalized in this economy and want a better life. He's a visionary, and he's founded two leading companies, Personal and Professional Development and Premier Coaching and Shared Vision Network. As a leading expert on how to use the mind to take charge of your life and create a positive self-image, increase confidence, reduce stress, build wealth, and sustain a successful lifestyle, he is a sought-after speaker and currently a PhD candidate in the field of success coaching. So I'm so excited to bring him to the broadcast. He is going to really help us, give us tools to succeed. And what I like about this book is it's a book of questions, and it's all about asking the right questions. Now, for those of you who listen to the show regularly, you're very well versed in our coaching program that we have here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. And we had a trivia winner last week who chose to move forward with the coaching, and I just kind of wanted you, in the same vein that this book goes into, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about questions that elicit answers. And it's about eliciting the right result. Now, what we know from neurolinguistic programming is that the brain works in mysterious ways to accomplish our hidden desires. Now, if we feed it the right tools, it can follow directions and create the success you want. But the key is your word choice. How are you phrasing things? How are you positioning things? That's why we do our affirmations that we do on Saturdays. That's why we go through so many different things to help create a positive mental outlook, because whatever you focus on, you will bring to fruition. And if you are scared about being broke and you're focused on being broke, then guess what? Your brain will help you to become broke. However, if you focus on success, your brain will create new and different neurological pathways to give you the strength and the creativity to come up with alternative scenarios that will help you achieve your dreams. But you have to condition them with the right information. And one of the values that we have in coaching is that when we do coaching, we're allowed to step outside of ourselves. And when we coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation, our goal is to uncover what you want and show you the best path to get there and how you can capitalize on it. It's an educational process for all of us. And I wanted to talk to you about some of the questions that we have that will stimulate thought and just to kind of see what your brain is focusing on. One is, what do you love about your life? Number two would be, what do you hate about your life? These are big questions. And the answers, you might be able to spout off 100 of them right off the top of your head. And you might have to sit and think about it for a bit. And that's probably what scares people. Because it's easy to get up every day, put your clothes on, brush your teeth, comb your hair, go to work, serve your time, come back home, watch TV, make some dinner, go to bed, and then the next morning when the alarm goes off, get up, repeat the same scenario. And it's very easy for us to put ourselves on autopilot. But when we do that, we never accomplish what we really want or what we really say we want. Because sometimes what we say we want and what we know inside are two different things. And when we're incongruent, we're never going to get what we say we want if our brain is focused somewhere else. So think about this. After you answer those two questions, what do you love about your life and what do you hate about it? Because those are powerful and it's the greatest foundation and starting point you can have. How can you incorporate more of what you love in your life? And get out a sheet of paper. This isn't a task that you're doing in your head. Get out a sheet of paper, get out your journal, get whatever you like to keep your notes on, and start writing. And start answering some of these questions. How can you incorporate more of what you love in your life? This is your opportunity to be creative. Think of things that you don't normally think of. And any answer is the right answer. Because remember, my grandfather told me, every decision you make is the right decision because it takes you to the next right decision you have to make. So any idea is a good idea. Put it down first. This is not the editorial time. This is the creative session time. So you want to make sure during this creative session that you're not being critical, that you're being creative. You can criticize your work in the next step. But answer, how can you incorporate more of what you love in your life? And start those juices flowing, because hardly any people sit and think about that. They never sit and think about, well, this is what I want, or this is what I love. How do I get more of it? It doesn't occur to people sometimes to sit there and think about it. We all get caught up in the thick of thin things. You know, playing taxi driver to our kids, chauffeuring our spouses around, doing the laundry, going from dance recital to soccer practice to trombone lessons, back home, then what do we do next? Now I got to mow the lawn and do the dishes and flip those clothes I threw in the washer back in the dryer. And we never stop and think about what's really important in life, and we always focus on the thin things. But the truly successful people in life focus on these things, on what they love about their lives, and what they love in life, and how to get more of it. And that's what they frame their lives around. And that will help begin the process of abundant thinking. And it will help you to really open up about who you are. Because when you sit and start thinking of these questions, they start creating other questions as you start to write down your answers. And when you can stimulate that level of conscious thought and create a conversation with yourself, that is going to give you the strength when you need it most, because all these ideas, once you can unlock that hidden compartment where they're all stored and open up your creativity and allow it to start generating all of these new thoughts and ideas, that's when you're going to start raising your expectations about life. And you'll make a shift. You'll make a shift. And then you'll never be the same again. And all it takes is one little shift to completely change the destiny of your life, of which you and you alone are in control of. I'm so excited about our midweek update. We have Minutes on Your Money coming up after this, as well as last week's Millionaire Minute.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I am also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420, or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Are you a referral partner of the Unlock Your Wealth radio program? Would you like to promote your products and your services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call now at 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Reach the people who need your help the most with the Unlock Your Wealth radio show today.
I am so excited. I'm always excited, but I'm so excited that this midweek update is drawing a bunch of new listeners. Just more validation that we're on the right path, trying to help share financial independence for everyone. So last week on the broadcast, on our Millionaire Minute, we talked about the seven surprising facts about millionaires. One, most of them don't feel rich. They kind of still worry about gas, health care, inflation, and all sorts of stuff. Number two, 80% of them spend frugally with a middle-class mindset. They still shop on sale and clip coupons. Only 3% of them, holy smokes, there are hundreds of millionaires. Actually, there's hundreds of billionaires. We're going to talk about that on this week's upcoming Millionaire Minute. Only 3% of them inherited their wealth. Number four, virtually all of them make judicious use of debt. So for those folks that are all or nothing with credit cards and loans and things like that, millionaires make judicious use of debt. So they're not out leveraging their loafers, but they may be financing their next deal using credit. So they're a bit of a risk taker. Number five, they weren't good students. The median college GPA of a millionaire is 2.9. And number six, they rent stuff. More than half of millionaires say they plan to rent luxury goods. And remember how surprised I was that handbags topped the list. Who would have thought that that someone would rent a handbag or that you could even do that? But, you know, I guess there's a business for everybody that can find a need and fill it. So that was the Millionaire Minute from last week. So I was pretty excited about that. So let's talk about some minutes on your money, shall we? We've tried to bring you all kinds of neat tidbits for saving this summer and trying to get out of debt and be able to afford some of the luxuries when you go on your summer vacation, but save some moolah while doing it. Now, if you are thinking of where to shop, according to Forbes' Zach O'Malley Greenberg, he says to try these places if you want to get the most for your money. Nearly a decade ago, after making a donation to a volunteer-run radio station in Austin, Texas, the local librarian, Red Wasinick, was asked why he chose to support a broadcaster with a penchant for playing strange crooner music. And he says, because it keeps Austin weird. Since then, the phrase "keep Austin weird" has become the city's official rallying cry against the establishment of large chain stores near mom-and-pop stores, and more generally, for maintaining the city's eccentric feel. The city may be weird, but perhaps more redeeming, as it is also a bargain to live there. Austin is the place where people pay the least to get the most. And, you know, Wasinick says of Texas that Austin has always been really different from the rest of the state. So Forbes did this fabulous study, and behind the numbers to determine which of the U.S. cities are the best bargains, Forbes looked at the country's 50 largest U.S. metropolitan cities, and they used statistics from the Office of Management and Budget. And that's the one that federal agencies use to create statistics. And they assigned points to metro regions across four data sets: average salary for workers with a bachelor's degree or higher, annual unemployment statistics, cost of living, and the housing opportunity index. And they cite a variety of sources where they got that. And what they did is they came in to find out where the best places to live were. And so Austin had high marks across the board. They had earned the triple whammy of being a university town, a state capital, and a technology center. So it makes for a very robust economy and a great place for people to work. And so they were number one. But guess who number two is? I'm so excited. Phoenix, Arizona, my hometown. But what makes this city affordable isn't quite the same formula as in Austin. The real estate bust left the desert oasis as one of America's emptiest cities, and it has driven down home prices. But as a result, Phoenix is one of the most affordable big cities in the nation. Washington, D.C. rounds out the top three thanks to an unemployment rate rivaled only by Austin. And that comes as no surprise. Between defense spending under Bush and stimulus spending under Obama, it's been an incredibly active time out there in Washington, D.C. Now, further on the list include a few places that may raise an eyebrow or two. Ritzy, Cambridge, Massachusetts, clocked in at number 11. And that was because of extremely high salary scores, while Detroit's rock-bottom housing costs earned the city a number 15 rank despite its 13% unemployment rate, which is twice Austin's unemployment rate. Now, while the capital of Texas graced the top of the list, the rest of the state's large cities performed admirably, too. All five of Texas' biggest burbs, Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, and Fort Worth, were among the top 10 best bargains. Not a single city in Texas ended up on the list of most overpriced places. Now, still in the state's future is a far cloudier than its big blue skies. The guy from Moody's says he warns that Texas is vulnerable because of its exposure to America's floundering auto industry via manufacturing. The Lone Star State may also be adversely affected by the expected decrease in defense spending as contracts won in the Bush years begin to expire. So that is your minutes on your money for America's biggest bargain cities. So we have more minutes on your money, like the four fixes for the student loan trap and what's in and what's out in consumer spending. We're going to save those minutes on your money for this Saturday, in addition to Dennis Fassett and Kenneth Foster. So if you are not currently a subscriber to the eZine, you're missing out, because you get all of the latest tips, tricks, tools, and information, including who our upcoming show guests are, and the most important thing, the trivia question. You get the trivia question before everybody else does, and it's based on the previous week's Saturday broadcast. So it gives you a chance to download and listen in to the previous week's broadcast to win, just like we had a winner last weekend. So I want to thank you all for joining us for our midweek update. We've got so much coming up this week on our Saturday show. I hope you all take the time to join us. We broadcast at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time every Saturday. And if you can't catch it live, remember to download it, but subscribe to the eZine at the bottom of the show page, or simply drop us an email at ezine@unlockyourwealth.com. Thanks again for joining us, and we will see you Saturday.
This broadcast is copyrighted 2009 by the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation and Heather Wagenhals. All rights reserved.
I've had it up to here, listening to a small segment of people trying to put down America. America's the greatest land on earth, and we ought to be proud of what we have. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of our people, and I'm going to prove it. We're American, and damn proud of it.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.